اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise belongs to Allah. And may Allah shower His Prophet and the Holy Family with His blessings and salutations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to His Prophet the 97th chapter of the Quran, which is Surah Al-Qadr, wherein He states, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. The chapter is the chapter on the night of ordainment. As we mentioned in our previous lecture, that in this chapter, the idea or the theology of free will and predestination is broached by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not such that there's absolute free will, nor is there absolute compulsion. Rather, the affair, the reality, is between the two, as Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has stated. The night of Qadr is an opportunity for individuals, for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to also to be active in obtaining or shaping their destiny, shaping that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ordain for them in the coming year. This is something not only we understand from the words of Imam Sadiq saying that the reality is not compulsion, nor is it absolute free will. We also understand this from the dua, the supplication that we mentioned in the first lecture on Surah Al-Qadr. Of course, we use it to define the idea of Qadr, that Qadr is not power, but rather it is ordainment. In that dua, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in the night of Qadr, those things which you ordain and which you have prescribed for your creation over the time, we request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and taktubana min hujjaji baytikal haram. This is the actual phrase. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to write it, to ordain for us in this coming year that we become the hujjaj, we become a pilgrim to the Kaaba, to Mecca. So this in itself, in the recommendation of the Prophet, in the recommendation of the Ahlul Bayt, it is an indication that there is not complete compulsion. It is also something that indicates that it is not absolute free will. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those things that we want. As he also says in the Quran, Udu'uni astajib lakum, that call upon me, and I will answer. So we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the nights of Qadr. And of course, this is one of the wisdoms and one of the secrets of the night of Qadr, the night of ordainment, that the night of ordainment has not been defined, that which night is the night of Qadr. In the riwayat of the Prophet, and all Muslims, they have these riwayat, that when the Prophet, he was asked that what is the night of Qadr, he said it could be any night of Ramadan. And of course, this is narrowing down. He said it could be any night of the Ramadan. Upon further inquiry, he said that it could be any of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And again, upon further inquiry, he says that it could be any of the nights, the odd nights of Ramadan, the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And upon further inquiry, it was narrowed down to either the night of, meaning the eve of the 19th of Ramadan, the eve of the 21st of Ramadan, or the eve of the 23rd of Ramadan. So in this, there's a wisdom. Some of the scholars of ethics have stated that one of the wisdoms behind not defining exactly which night is the night of Qadr is so that the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you and I will actually be active in trying to shape our destiny. But we shape our destiny, our year that is to come, by requesting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by asking Him to forgive our sins. One of the things that we could do, as mentioned before, recite Surah Al-Qadr 10 times in the night of Qadr. That by reciting it 10 times, 1,000 sins will be forgiven. We can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is recommended in several of the supplications on the night of Qadr, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the Hujjaj, to bless us with the opportunity to make pilgrimage, make the Hajj. So the night of Qadr, it is an opportunity. And we understand this also from one of the very beautiful du'as of Imam Zain al-Abidin, alayhi afalasat wassalam, that has been recorded in the Sahih of Sajjadiyah, translated as the Psalms of Islam. This is the 11th du'a of Sahifatu Sajjadiyah. Says, wherein Imam Zain al-Abidin, he supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for the best of outcomes. The second verse of this dua, it begins, وَشْغَلْ قُلُوبَنَا بِذِكْرِكَ عَنْ كُلِّ ذِكْرٍ وَأَلْسِنَتَنَا بِشُكْرِكَ عَنْ كُلِّ شُكْرٍ وَجُوَارِحَنَا بِتَاعَتِكَ and kulli ta'a. That, O Allah, make our hearts busy with your remembrance over all other remembrance. And make our tongues busy with giving thanks to you above all other thanksgivings. And make our limbs busy with your obedience over all other obedience. Meaning that we should be exclusively before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our thanks, our praises, that first and foremost, and our obedience, first and foremost, should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he states, فَإِن قَدَّرْتَ لَنَا فَرَاغًا فَجْعَلُهُ فَرَاغَةَ سَلَامَةٍ. And if you ordain for us, again, the idea here is qadr. He uses the same word. If you ordain for us, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, faragan, a free moment, a moment when we are not busy, فَإِن قَدَّرْتَ لَنَا فَرَاغًا مِنْ شُغَلٍ فَجْعَلُهُ فَرَاغَةَ سَلَامَةٍ, then make it a peaceful opportunity, a moment, whereby we're not busy with this world. And subhanAllah, this is among the beautiful communications that we see and we often see in the words of the Ahl al-Bayt, how their words, how their du'as, they reflect the idea and the concept of the Qur'an. The concept in Surah Al-Qadr is that the night of Qadr, the night of ordainment, it is a night, and of course, most people are sleeping at night, most people are free at night, unless, of course, you work the third shift. But even on the third shift, sometimes you find free moments, often more free moments than you find if you're working during the day. You find free moments where you have an opportunity to perhaps read, or you have an opportunity to reflect, to think. So the Imam, he says, فَإِن قَدَّرْتَ لَنَا فَرَاغًا مِنْ شُغْلٍ. So if you have ordained for us a moment where we're not busy, and the night of Qadr is one of those moments that He has ordained for us, to be disengaged from the mundane world, to take time to reflect, to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our needs especially in the coming year. He says, make that, Imam Sajjad, he says, make that faragh, make that opportunity, that free moment, faragata salamatin, make it a peaceful moment. And of course, this also reflects Surah Al-Qadr, where in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states that Laylatul Qadr, he says, salamun hatta matla'il fajr, that it is a peaceful moment until the coming of dawn. So this dua, particularly in this point, it reflects Surah Al-Qadr, that make it a free moment for us. And particularly, he states that in that free moment, لا تدركنا فيه تبع ولا تلحقنا فيه سأمة. It should be a free moment wherein we're not pursued, wherein, again, we're not engaged, we're disconnected from the dunya and thinking about just our worldly affairs. We should think about, again, our spiritual state of being, our spiritual affairs. And he states that make it such that that free moment, that opportunity that we have at hand, is an opportunity wherein we're not tired. We don't get tired of that state. We don't get tired of making the dua. We don't get tired of reciting Quran. We do not get tired of praying, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta, continuing the dua, in the second or the third verse of that dua, hatta yansarifu anna kuttab as-sayyi'at bi sahifatin khaliyatin min dhikri sayyi'atina, until the angel who writes down our misdeeds and our misconduct, he leaves and he departs from us with an empty text, with an empty book, meaning that in these moments of free time, that we make use of that moment, we take advantage of that opportunity to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby the angel who writes down bad deeds and our misconduct, he leaves with the empty book because he has nothing to write among our bad deeds. وَيَتَوَلَّ كُتَّابُ الْحَسَنَاتِ عَنَّا مَسْرُورِينَ بِمَا كَتَبَ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِنَا. And the angel who writes down our good deeds, who writes down all of the things that we have done good and correct, our remembrance of Allah, that he leaves pleased from us, from what he has written of our good deeds. So, Laylatul Qadr, it is an opportunity. It is a moment that we must take advantage of in order to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the things that he has blessed us with, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the things that we need, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to guide us. It is a moment, it is an opportunity, and perhaps we can relate this to even our worldly life, because quite often we're more focused on our worldly life than our spiritual life. So this Laylatul Qadr is somewhat equivalent to the tax night. Many people, they work on their taxes, and what they do is that they take account of all of the things that they've earned, what they've saved, what they have lost. Laylatul Qadr is an opportunity for us to take account of ourselves, our spiritual selves, our spiritual state of being. As Imam Ali alayhi wasallam, he states, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا, that take account of yourself before you are taking account of. Laylatul Qadr is one of those nights. It is that opportunity to do that, to take account of ourselves, our spiritual state of being, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to see that how much have we gained from his guidance, how much have we gained from the guidance of the Prophet and Imams, and what have we lost? Where have we not lived up to that expectation? And as anyone who has owned their own business, they know that the tax night is not only a night to figure out how much you've earned, how much you've saved, how much you've lost, but it is a time in which you project for the next year. So likewise in the night of Qadr, where we are taking account of our spiritual state of being. Let us not only take account of what good we have done, take account of what misconducts we have done. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to guide us to do good deeds, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our misconduct and our sins and our shortcomings, but also to project for the future, for this coming year, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the pilgrims who go to Hajj. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the helpers and companions of the Imam of our time. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate this world from oppression and corruption. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the spiritual illnesses that we see in this world today. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives all of us success in making the best of opportunity, making the best of this opportunity that is before us on Laylatul Qadr. And I ask all of you to pray for me, and I will pray for you as well. Pray for the believers, pray for the betterment of mankind and humanity, the lifting of oppression and corruption in the world, and its replacement with justice and humanity. Wa akhir da'awana and alhamdulillah. Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.